Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your autumn couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2013.
And this is episode 127.
Woo!
Just a little piece of heaven. You sure last week wasn't 127? It was 126, wasn't it?
It was.
Because for some odd reason.
You didn't trust me?
No, I trust you. For some reason.
Marriages are supposed to be based on trust.
I know.
Jay.
This is episode 127 of the Valentine Cast. I am Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
And we're glad you're here. We hope you had a great weekend, and we're here to share our lives with you. You know, so. So how's everybody doing? Everybody's doing great?
I hope everybody's doing awesome.
Just want to say a quick hello to our chat room.
Hi, chat room.
What is going on? Who do we have in the chat room, Renee?
We have a full chat room today. We have Muhogan and Zabi in the house.
What's going on?
And we have Old Man Franks in the house, the little Brandon.
What is going on, Mr. Franks?
Diddy is in the house. Hey, Diddy.
Diddy.
Punk Gopher is here. And Hendo is here.
Yes, and if Diddy's here, I think there's a good chance that his love may be there as well.
I hope so. And my viewer list is not pulling up, so if people weren't talking, I unfortunately don't know if they're here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit laggy today.
Oh, and there was one more that we didn't mention.
Who?
That's here today.
Who?
None other than Aaron.
I didn't mention Aaron.
From
I
the
saw
Black
his
Astronauts
name.
Podcast.
Hi, Aaron. Oh, it just popped up. Hey.
And
boom.
And guess what?
Yeah, we have some really awesome news about Aaron that we'd like to share with everyone.
Yes, because it's our business to share it.
I know. It's our business to tell everyone, hey, when you let it out on social networks, you know what happens.
Yeah.
Aaron is going to be a daddy.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
First time daddy. Congratulations, Aaron.
Congratulations to him and his lovely wife.
He's going to be an awesome dad.
Yep, they got a little astronaut, you know, in training.
Oh, a little mini astronaut.
They do.
That'd be cute.
They do.
A little astronaut outfit.
Yep.
That'd be perfect.
So they got a little black astronaut just baking in the oven. So we wish them the best.
Why do I hate that term, in the oven?
I don't know, because you don't cook a baby. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
I don't know why that term annoys me.
I can see why it would annoy you.
Things easily annoy me without, I don't know, bun in the oven.
Bun? I didn't say bun in the oven.
No, you didn't, but that's what people tend to say. Look, don't be getting all defensive.
I'm not getting defensive. Hey, I'm just telling you, you know.
Oh my gosh. Zabi said it makes her think of Hansel and Gretel.
Oh.
And Hansel and Gretel freaked me out when.
Rightfully so.
I was a kid. It was a little traumatic.
Right.
But I thought it would be freaking awesome to get to find a.
So what do you think about the movie? We have yet to see the movie.
Oh, the movie that's not at all.
Of Hansel and Gretel.
Right.
With Mr. Hawkeye himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is it Hawkeye?
Yeah. Jeremy. What's his face?
Jeremy
Renner.
What's his face?
Renner.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Hawkeye himself. So that's on our list when it comes on Netflix.
That is on our list. So with that. Oh, some other good news I want to bring up.
Yes.
Check out this little song right here. Hold on. Oh, what is this? What is that? Oh, isn't that so pretty? That's so pretty.
What is that? Oh, yeah.
Oh. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
second that is none other than Hawkido. New album that was released last
week.
It's
so pretty.
Shattered. Yep. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon. So, Hawkido, Eric Van Skyhawk, friend of us, friend of the Valentine's, friend of Frog Pants, has put out his second album, his sophomore album. And he has just took a whole nother level up. I mean, for a sophomore album. I mean, I'm impressed with his talent.
Yeah, and it sounds awesome. He has vocals on some of the songs.
He does.
So, I'm happy we have it.
Yeah, yeah. And he's graciously enough allowed us, like many other artists, like Mr. Andrew Allen, Pretty Lights Music, and himself and other artists that allow us to play their music on our podcast. You know, just go out and support him. The album name is Shattered. You can find it on iTunes or Amazon. But yeah, that one is called Singularity, if I'm thinking correctly. Oh, I probably won't say it right. Yeah, Singularity.
Said it perfect.
Yep. So, anyway, we'll talk about a little bit more of that. So let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of the
Weekend Wrap Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, Mr. Hando, who is here with us today. I mean, this guy has been on the road trip, working the shows and stuff.
I know, and
you know,
we're glad to have him here tonight.
We are. And so, you will never guess what we did this weekend. I mean, guys, it was so freaking exciting. We did absolutely nothing.
And man, and we said that before, but this week was nothing.
Right. Okay. So
we mowed the lawn.
Okay. We mowed the lawn on Sunday.
We washed dishes on Friday.
Friday, we went to Havana Rumba in Middletown.
Yeah, well, that was all a big mess up.
And
on
the reason we went to Havana Rumba in Middletown it was the wrong location.
Say it.
It wasn't your fault.
What?
It was the wrong location.
No. Let me tell y'all, it was my fault. Havana Rumba was having its 1-year anniversary, and they said in the tweet, our St. Matthews location. My mind saw Shelbyville Road location. So where did we go? To Middletown, which is technically Shelbyville Road.
Right.
And we were a little surprised, like, oh. And then Jay was like, I knew it was the other location. Didn't you say it like that?
I said, I figured it was the other location when it said St. Matthews.
Yep, and you ever had that little attitude?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had a little attitude.
You did. And so
because
he was all pissy.
I saw that burger.
And then no, they didn't show it. They didn't show a picture.
No.
Oh, you saw the description
of the
burger.
I saw the description of this burger that I wanted. And what were you about to say?
Oh, and they were out of freaking stuffed plantains.
Right.
I have a thing for plantains.
She does.
And the fact that they had plantain stuffed with like chicken and cheese, I was like, I'm going to give me some of them.
Right, right.
Nope. F y'all.
Yeah, so she ordered them, and it wasn't like he went and put the order in and came right back. It was
like
he ordered them. We had our empanadas. In the middle of eating our empanadas. He said, I'm sorry, we don't have that. And Renee got the classic Havana Rumba sandwich.
So I just got the sandwich, which if I had more time, I probably would order something else. But I was like,
Right, right.
But
And Mr. Aaron himself said that's one of his favorite places.
It should be.
And OMF also said in the chat room that St. Matthews is named after him.
Of course.
Of course.
That's exactly.
Because you know he's French, right?
Right, right. Saint.
He's a French saint.
Saint Matthew. But actually, Saint Matthews is named after Saint Matthew. Who's Saint Matthew? Who do you think Saint Matthew is?
He's a saint that was in the church. While Renee's looking that up,
Matthew the Apostle, one of the 12 apostles of Jesus.
I thought you was asking about. I thought you were going to look who Saint Matthew. Look up Saint Matthew's Kentucky, babe. St. Matthews, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Look up the history on that instead. I mean,
why?
I know.
Why did?
Ole Miss said St. Matthew is the patron saint of get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
St. Matthew's, it's the 20th largest city in Kentucky. It is a city.
Okay.
Like one of those things, city right. within a city.
Right.
It has the fifth largest, second and fifth largest mall in Kentucky.
Yeah, because the malls are right next to each other.
They are right next to each other. And it's sad that,
And people that live in Louisville and Lexington will get this joke, and I expect Aaron to chime in here as well in the chat room. You have Oxmoor, which is your rich mall where all the it's segregated. I'm gonna go ahead and just say it. That's where the white people go. And then you have St. Matthews, where all the black people and the people on the West End,
I don't know,
and the people outside of Louisville.
There are a lot of white people in St. Matthews. The people that shop at Oxmoor just have it's not about color, it's money.
That's what I said. I said St. Matthews.
You said where all the black people go.
I also said, and the white people, and the people on the West End, and the people outside of Louisville is what I said.
So racist.
That was pretty racist of me.
It was first settled in 1779 by Captain James John Floyd.
Yeah, okay. Aaron says it right. St. Matthews is your regular mall.
Yeah.
Oxmoor
is little foo-foo mall.
Is your foo-foo mall. You know, you don't have a Starbucks kiosk in St. Matthews, I don't think. But you have a Starbucks kiosk in Oxmoor. You don't have California pizza in St. Matthews, but you have it in Oxmoor.
Quite done. St. Matthews came along at the same time as Louisville. The name St. Matthews emerged in 1850 after the area's first church, St. Matthews Episcopal Church.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically named after St. Matthew.
So seriously, let me explain. There's highway, there's Interstate 264. Is that right?
Yes.
There's Interstate 264. Between the interstate and St. Matthew's Mall is St. Matthew's Mall's parking lot.
Right.
And then between Oxmoor and
the parking lot,
Interstate 64 is the parking lot.
And
Chewy's and Kohl's.
And Kohl's. And then there's a few other restaurants. But they're really close to each other.
But they're real close to each
other. If you were walking.
So literally, you can walk
from one mall to the other. It's really close.
Yeah.
And that's how it's always been since I was a kid. So I didn't think it was odd until we had visitors like, why y'all have two malls right next to each other? I was like, I don't know, don't y'all? It's like, but my dad used to work in St. Matthews.
Oh,
so I know that one really well. He worked at the Pennies there.
Okay.
And back then, they had little turtles you could play on.
Well, that's cool.
That was back in the day.
Yeah.
Of course, as big as it is now. But
I think St. Matthews is actually larger than
it is.
Oxmoor.
St. Matthews is second largest.
Yeah, the St. Matthews Mall is nice. They have a lot of shops there.
And now they cut out the top floor of Oxmoor, so it's going to be even smaller now.
Yeah. It's really.
But rich people don't need a lot of stores. They just need, they have the Coach store in there and the Apple store in
there.
The Fossil store.
Oh, yeah, Oxmoor is where the Apple store
is. But they have Sears.
Do they?
Yeah, they have Sears.
Oh, they do have Sears.
Sears isn't high-end.
They also have Macy's. But Macy's is not.
Macy's used to be high-end.
It's
none anymore.
What happened to Macy's?
But it's getting to H&M. I think it's a little more high-end.
Thought H&M was going to St. Matthews.
Is it? Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it's not that high-end.
I don't know.
But anyway, so welcome to the malls of Kentucky. Yeah, this is your host, Renee and Jay Valentine.
Renee said the malls of Kentucky, like Lexington, doesn't have any malls. Send your angry emails to Valentine.
We all know how Lexington is. Don't get it twisted.
Don't go dissing our listenership.
I don't know how we even got on this. But anyway,
St. Matthews.
So, I'll talk about this in food, but we ended up going to the right one.
Right. And
we
ended up
getting what we wanted.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit in a little bit.
And we played tons of Final Fantasy.
We sure did.
So much Final Fantasy. I haven't played like that since wow, a long time.
Yeah,
ago.
It's been a while since we played like that.
So we'll give a little update on what we've been doing in Final Fantasy later. Right. But that was our weekend pretty much, and I enjoyed myself. Thoroughly.
That was, and I have to go ahead and say, if you all are noticing the difference that are watching this either on YouTube or watching live now, I'm actually using a new software that I'll talk about here in just a second.
Technology.
Open broadcast software. Broadcaster software. So this is some streaming software that kind of does what XSplit does. This is kind of what I still use XSplit because I paid for a year license. So, this weekend, played a little bit of played around with it. Renee and I did some streaming of Final Fantasy. And
which I couldn't watch the streaming.
Yeah, you couldn't watch the streaming.
I wonder if it's because I think this particular one you use, I can't watch the streaming. Because I never had a problem with Storm before.
Oh, yeah?
So with OBS, I cannot watch the stream.
That is true. And one of the reasons why, I will admit to the reason why, is that I set it up to use 2 meg of our, 5 meg going up. Which shouldn't bother what's coming down. But for some odd reason, I mean, you know what? You can probably actually watch it, and then if it starts stuttering, then it's probably not going to do it. I just need for those that are watching to let me know if it starts stuttering. And then,
because I'm not important.
So you can watch it.
You just heard him say, I'm not important.
You can watch it.
I heard him
so
say
So go ahead
I'm
and watch
important.
It. And I messed up. So those on YouTube may see the fuzzy version because I didn't switch it over to MP4. Like I was going to before I started recording. But anyway, so Open Broadcaster Software is the software we're using to stream this live with video to you all. So thank you, Brian Dunaway and other fellow podcasters on the podcasting track.
And I want to talk about this thing you get from Amazon.
Yeah, I was supposed to talk about this last week. So... on Thursday, 2 weeks ago, I ordered a Bluetooth keyboard, a little mini Bluetooth keyboard that was probably about the size of this phone here. And basically it had rave great reviews and everything else. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this for the media PC. So instead of having this big, keyboard that's wireless and using it. So I ordered this little keyboard. That was great. And it had a little trackpad on the side and everything. And it came in on Monday. So I was on call last week. So I was, hooked it up and everything. Everything seemed kind of okay with it and stuff. And it's kind of what I used for us to watch the Billie Jean King documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it started going a little wonky. Like it wouldn't connect to the Bluetooth adapter. It wouldn't turn back on. I'll turn it off, turn it back on. It wouldn't turn back on. I press a button. It just went crazy. And I just wrapped that keyboard up.
I have never seen him send something back so fast.
I got on Amazon.
It was hilarious. He didn't even try to figure anything out.
Nope. I said, I got on Amazon. It's too much trouble. This thing is broken. I don't want another one. And I printed my, shipping labels, and it was out.
It was done.
It was gone. And then also, one of the other things that I did 2 weeks ago on Tuesday after the show, Tuesday before I went on call. So 2 weeks ago, I think that's right.
I think so.
Tuesday or Wednesday. No, it was Wednesday. It was the Wednesday when Renee and Aprilian record their first Control-Alt-TV for Orange is the New Black. I put my 2 Apple TV 2s on eBay. The reason I did is that because there's a jailbreak for the Apple TV 2s, and people that are wanting these TVs are paying top dollar for Apple TV 2s that haven't been updated.
Crazy amount.
Crazy amount of money. So normally the Apple TV 2s go for $99. Well, Apple TVs go for $99. So I put them on eBay. They end up selling for like $150 each, which that wasn't top dollar like my coworker,
right,
who got $200 plus for his TVs because he had never updated them at all. They were like 4.4 and one was like at, you know, right before 5. So basically, you know, I'm able to get my money for those Apple TVs to either buy an upgrade or, you know, of course, buy Renee a PS Vita.
No, he's trying to get me to get one, but I know what's going to happen.
What's that?
Not going to play it. So, yeah, so there's no really point. And I want to pause real quick to say hi to Udella.
Hey, Udella.
Hey, Udella. It's good to see you. No Diddy.
Yes,
not gonna get
Diddy.
A Vita.
Diddy, I have a Vita and I absolutely love it. And I think Renee would love it too.
I probably would. I have so many other things to play.
That's
why?
Fine.
Well, then why would I get something else when I have other things to play? You don't realize.
Well, why do you buy new games? Why
I tell myself not to.
Why did we get Kingdom Hearts last week?
Why did I?
Yeah.
Thraken.
Oh, so you blame Thraken.
Of course I'm
no.
blaming Thraken.
So I just want to make sure those that are watching are seeing the feed okay.
Well, I asked that, and Hando said it's choppy on his droid, mm-hmm. and Aaron said his stream is acting crazy. It's good for Zabi and Muhogan, and Hando said it looks great but getting lag. So you got a little cross-section. Some people are having a little trouble.
Hmm.
And Jay picked the time to change, so...
Well, I mean, because
it's getting better because I was giving you crap, so it's getting better.
Really? Yeah, that's the way how it goes.
Tell me.
Now, you're not watching still, are you?
No.
No, I was just asking, baby.
God, I'm not doing anything.
Why?
God.
Why, lady?
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So... before the show, Renee and I
mm-hmm.
got to take a look at a great movie that was sent to us by listener and friend, Punk Gopher.
Punk Gopher, woo!
So we talked about
totally
this last show.
He totally redeemed himself with those Danish wedding cookies, which are gone.
Right. Those, those wedding cookies got demolished.
So we
watched Volcano High.
And this is the original 2001?
2001 version? One.
2001 version. It's a Korean martial arts movie.
Yep, with a mix of, did it say Matrix and X-Men?
It said Matrix and X-Men, but I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
Right.
It's a South Korean martial arts movie. It has its silly little facial expressions that some have and the silliness and the hair. Oh,
right.
The hair. I thought I was in a Final Fantasy game.
But it wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't bad.
It was tropey.
But it wasn't bad.
Right.
Some of the fight scenes were pretty cool, especially the last scenes of the fight was pretty cool. So, Volcano High. We didn't have to read the dub. I think it was intentionally bad. I swear.
No, so we could have watched it in Korean.
I know, but I'm saying the dub.
The dub wasn't bad. I mean, what were they supposed to do?
No, the dub was it sounded silly. Is it supposed to always sound silly?
What do you mean sound silly?
Like the dub sounded a little silly.
Like what?
I don't know. They sounded a little
like oh
a little hokey.
Well, babe. They're doing voiceover work, so I'm not...
Voiceover work doesn't have to sound hokey.
It wasn't sounding hokey.
I can't explain it. It sounded weird. I
know what you're saying. I mean...
But the movie was good.
But it
I
took,
enjoyed
But honestly,
parts of it.
It took me back to being a kid, Saturday morning, watching Bruce Lee.
Yep. So this is the South Korean one. Now, in 2003, there was an American remake with Snoop and them, as Jay put it.
Right.
But, we haven't seen that one.
No, we haven't, and we can't find it.
Can't find it. It's like $20-something.
No, the original is $20-something. I couldn't
find. You can't
find
the Volcano High anywhere.
Volcano High with what? Snoop and I guess Exhibit. I'm throwing Exhibit in.
Did you even know if it was him?
No, I don't. Yeah, it's probably RZA. I'm pretty sure RZA was in there.
That's pretty crazy.
MTV. Let's see.
I wonder if it's on MTV.com.
Actually, it is. It looks like.
We can watch it on MTV.
Yeah, we can boot up the.
That's pretty funny.
We can boot up the. Well, we already have the. What you call it up?
So we can watch Volcano High. Where?
Wait a minute.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. All right, so help me out, Aaron and Punk Gopher and anybody else that's listening.
What's wrong?
So the one that came on MTV, did that have Snoop and them in it, or did they just do the dub of it, of Volcano High?
So you're talking about, like, you think it's Volcano High? Them doing the dub,
so I'm wondering,
voice dub?
I'm wondering if it's Snoop and them doing the dub for Volcano High,
or if they actually did a Volcano High.
Yes, at Volcano High, they did the voices, so it's still the same movie with the MTV dub. So
is
Volcano,
that what that is?
Yes, Volcano High is filled with a collection of hot A-list voices from the hip hop community, like Method Man, Snoop Dogg, Khalees, and more. What? That is.
That's. I don't even know. Yeah.
Little John is one of the voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that. Yeah.
And Tracy Morgan. Hey, yo.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Hey, yo, L. Yo, LL. My butt itches. So.
That's exactly what he said.
But he's probably, I bet you he's the principal.
Who?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, I can see that. So.
But
no.
Nah,
so there you go.
That's interesting now. Now I feel like I need to watch this. I need to find this.
Somewhere. Somehow. Some way. Somewhere.
This should have got all of, this should have just got somehow, all of Wu-Tang to do it. I think that'd be kind of cool. What do you think?
Yeah. The whole Wu-Tang Clan. Who would play the female, though?
Oh.
They got like two females in there. Three females.
They can get Missy Elliott to play one of the females.
Missy Elliott.
I think she would do a great job.
I think she would do a great job.
It's not. So, but it was. Hey, Renee, can you go grab the disc real quick?
Yeah. I looked and I didn't. Okay.
Pull your pants up. Renee just showed everybody her panties. Anyway, so Renee's going to go grab the DVD real quick, because the DVD, it was clear on one side, and then on the other side, it was the label. So it didn't look like we could play. I don't know if it was double-sided or not. So here's that. That's the other side.
That's sweet art.
Some sweet art right here.
I saw Maya. Mr. Miyagi is not the principal. Like, that would be crazy.
Now, Punk, go say he'll send one that is. Now, don't, you know, you don't have to buy anything.
I'm not buying anything.
No, I'm telling Punk, go for, oh, you didn't have to, babe. Oh. but nah, I mean, this one wasn't bad. I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, like I said, it took me back to, being a kid, you know, watching the film. But, excuse me. But yeah, so.
Volcano High, yeah. So,
I can't.
You can't.
I don't have a Netflix queue with numbers, do I?
Well, I thought you didn't have one before.
Yeah, I did, because I used the Apple TV.
And so, they changed it? Oh, wait. You don't have an Apple TV anymore.
Right. So let me tell y'all the story about the Apple TV while I pull up Netflix and Hendo gets ready to roll. Basically, here's what happened.
I don't have the login information anymore. That's okay. I don't need it.
I have it right here, babe.
I don't need it.
Why do you need it?
Well, the reason we did this, Jay neglected to say, he got so excited about sending his Apple TVs out that he sold, he neglected to wipe the devices.
They brought the numbers back.
They did. Jay's face said everything.
I can change it.
Jay's face was just everything.
Sweet, sweet. All right, so 54. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Okay, so 57 to 167. So roll between 57 and 167. I actually added stuff.
Added stuff.
Oh my gosh, Chowder. Oh, that's right. Yep.
I know you added stuff.
Yeah, I added Dread. Playing for Keeps. The Switch. Unstable Fables. Oh no, you put that on there, didn't you? Unstable Fables, Three Maybe. Pigs and a Baby.
What? Three Pigs and a Baby? What?
Yep.
What'd you say? Three Pigs and a Baby?
Uh-huh.
Did I put that on there?
Maybe I put it on there.
That sounds like something you put on there.
Zach and Myra Make a Porno.
I think I put that on there.
No, I put Zach and Myra Make a Porno on
Mira,
there.
Myra?
Myra, yeah. I put that one on there. On there. So yeah, I forgot to remove my my credentials.
Good job.
From the Apple TV. So
you're so awesome.
I woke up Saturday morning in a panic. And then with that panic, I had to go change my passwords for Netflix, iTunes, and I still need to change HBO Go and Hulu Plus. And I also emailed the buyers and told them how to reset the device.
Yeah.
Which, again, they pay that much money because they're going to jailbreak them.
So,
you know, so it's
so
all good.
Hando says 137.
And 137 is a documentary, babe.
Oh, I put this on here.
137 is, no, you didn't. I did, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's a documentary titled After Porn Ends. Renee, would you like to read the description?
Sure. Interviewing some of porn's most recognizable stars, this documentary explores their careers and delves into their lives after leaving the adult entertainment industry, examining the various ways they have adjusted to normal society. Oh, normal, as they say in here.
Yeah!
And it is a little, it's a skosh under 3 stars they have on here, so we'll see.
I bet you, and I wonder if the 3 stars is because people were like, there was no porn.
Yeah. Why is it called At the Porn Ends and there's no porn? Has the name porn in it.
Right.
So we get to watch some porn, a porn documentary. So, yay.
Someone's, okay. So here's the porn you're going to see. Second comment. It was nice seeing some of the stars I remember from the 70s and 80s.
When is this released? 2010.
From the 70s and 80s. And very cool to see Sika.
So they're probably 18, 19 in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
So they're in their like 40s and 50s, these people. Well, some of them. I'm sure they have some people who are more active more recently. But I can imagine that being a porn actress, is it bad for me to say that it's probably easier for an actor, that's very sexist probably, but probably easier for a male than a female. Is that very sexist? Very sexist. I feel like it would be easier for a male to blend in. Because I've seen a few porns and, well, I don't remember anybody's faces. Now that I think about
I really don't remember anybody's faces.
So,
I mean, you really don't watch, do people really watch porn for the faces?
I sincerely doubt it.
I mean, no, seriously. Unless they have some striking resemblance, like the dude that has the big wang, the dude with the mustache. I can't remember his name.
Ron Jeremy.
Everybody knows who Ron Jeremy is because he has that freaky mustache.
He looks like a weirdo.
Right. And he has a big wang. You know what I'm saying?
Freaky mustache, big wang. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the, thinking about it now, oh, there is one. Oh, man, what's it? Daisy. Oh, gosh.
You remember somebody.
Yes, her name is, oh, Freak. Her first name is Daisy.
Her first name is Freak. I like that,
No,
though.
Her first name's not Freak, but her first name is Daisy. She's a blonde, and that's
I don't want to Google that, because I know what'll happen if I Google that. No, how do you Google a porn actress safely? You know, you gotta be very careful with your words.
No, it's not Daisy Marie.
But anyway.
So don't go Googling it. Anyway, but it's just one that I remember. That's it.
Daisy Chain.
Daisy Chain. That'd be awesome. But yeah, welcome to Renee and Jay talk about porn. So
no,
anyway,
we don't talk about porn.
No, we don't really.
That's for the bedroom.
So next week we'll be watching After Porn Ends, the documentary, about folks having a normal life after they leave the adult entertainment industry.
So we did watch a documentary after the show mm-hmm. last week. It was Billie Jean King. It was a documentary about a tennis star mm-hmm. in the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
What? Why are you laughing?
No. Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
70s, really.
70s, from the 70s.
Right.
And how she advanced women's rights using her skill as a tennis player.
And she also fought that the female women's tennis
mm-hmm.
rewards or award money would be equivalent to men's, because
she thought it would,
and that made it happen. She was one of the catalysts that made that happen, because men would play tennis, they would win, and they would get paid $10,000. Women would play
get paid
$2,500.
Yeah,
you know.
And so she was really part. She and a few other tennis players, kind of did a strike from the National Tennis League or whatever. So,
right. And they played in the Virginia Slims
mm-hmm. Tournament,
right?
Where they went around, and it was very low budget, but they played for a dollar. And so it was really interesting. Go take a look.
Yep. And she she played Bobby Riggs, and Bobby Riggs was, you know, he beat Margaret Court.
Had you heard of Bobby Riggs before this? I had not.
And what prompted me to watch the Billie Jean King documentary was a show, Fresh Air. They were mm-hmm. interviewing Billie Jean King on Fresh Air. And it was a great interview, and she talked about the documentary they did on PBS. So I would suggest everybody go watch it. I mean, it's interesting to watch. It's an interesting documentary. You know, it's kind of weird looking back at some of the chauvinistic stuff that was said, and how she was treated and stuff like that. And then there is one show left of Breaking Bad.
One show. So it makes me anxious every time I start watching it. So the show last night, it was good, and my jaw dropped at a point.
Right.
Like, they'll go there. Go there. No spoilers. Don't worry. We don't spoil things on this podcast. Other right. podcasts, but not this one. So it was really good, and I don't know how they're gonna go.
Yeah.
So many theories are being thrown around on what's gonna happen on the last one, and I'm interested to see what's gonna happen. And
yeah.
I'm a little sad.
I am.
It's gone.
You know, I get sentimental about it, and you know, I will always hope that it will be on Netflix or Amazon. I can always hope that, right? Yes, Jay,
yes.
You can always hope that.
You can always hope that.
Right. And then also, we're caught up on Tamar and Vince.
Tamar and Vince, and for those of you all who don't know, Tamar and Vince is a reality show about Toni Braxton's little sister, Tamar Braxton. I say little sister, but she's in her 40s.
No, she's not. She's our age.
She ain't 40? Okay.
No, Vince is older than she is.
Okay. Well, she's in her late 30s. And he is a music producer. He's big time. He produces Gaga. He's super rich or whatever. So it's about them and their life. She recently put out an album. Mm-hmm. She's spoiled brat and she shops like a mofo. And it's one of my brain turn off shows. She cracks me up, even though she's a nut. And oh my gosh, when they moved house, she had like 3 rooms full of shoes.
Yeah.
What?
You know, she's 5'2".
She's 5'2". She's tiny.
And she's 36 years old.
She's 36?
Mm-hmm.
I'm older than she is.
No, you're not.
Oh. Oh, no, I'm not.
You're younger than she is.
I'm younger than she is. I don't even know my own age anymore. I don't even know my own age. Yeah, like the Kardashians, but I think she has a little bit more of a head on her shoulders than the Kardashians. A little bit. I mean, she's still spoiled as all get out, but...
Right.
Oh, and she's pregnant now, so we get to hear...
No, she's not pregnant. She had a baby.
Well, she's pregnant on the show. She's pregnant. But I do notice that there is a lot of pregnancy and around me, and I'll tell you what's going on. I think it's because of my age. I'm at the age where all my friends are getting the age of having babies, so maybe that's it. So.
And Vince is 43.
Oh, Vince? That's why Vince is good for his age.
Yeah, that's why you thought... he was that much.
Okay. More. Well, she's that's in her late 30s. Late 30s. So, Tamar and Vince, it's a good thing to watch, just to tune out. And we watched a little bit of Doctor Who. We watched the freaky weird episode with Renette, the Madame Le Pompadour. Freaky weird villain in that one.
Yep.
And we watched
The two for the Cybermen.
The Cybermen. We watched the two Cybermen.
We watched the Cybermen. That was
a little emotional.
It was.
At the end. A little emotional.
Oh, Ricky. And Mickey.
Ricky and Mickey. But I don't know how close we are. Do you even know how close we are? We're like in the middle of the season, I think.
We're on episode 8, I think, now.
Yeah. So we're midway. And we watched the first episode of Derek. Derek is Ricky Gervais's new series that he has.
And it's a Netflix original.
Netflix original. All the episodes are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a mentally challenged young man who works in a nursing home.
Or as... Never mind.
Yeah.
I was ready to say what Scott said, but...
So it's really sweet, actually. It's very sweet, and he does an excellent job playing that character.
Right.
So I look forward to watching. There's only, six episodes?
Seven episodes.
So it's a really short season.
Yep. So we watched the first one last night. It was, you know, it was good. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people we've heard, when they watch it, they say every episode they come close to crying. I haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
On the first one.
I'm not a crier. I don't cry. I just don't.
Right.
I cry when I'm emotional, when I'm about to come on my period, because that's because of PMS. Other than that, nope.
Renee I'm said not a crier. Period.
Yeah. Oh,
menstrual
sorry.
Cycle.
The cycle. Your as Jay called it. Cycle sounds much worse than period. I'm sorry. Menstrual period is very, very, very scientific.
I know.
Let me say that. So is menstrual cycle, though. So
I know.
There you go. So Derek. So it's very sweet.
Yep.
I only saw the first one so far, but I think I like it.
And then last week, I did pick up a new game for my Vita. I picked up a game called Killzone Mercenary. Yeah. Killzone Mercenary. It's a first-person shooter. It's already been voted best PS Vita game at E3 in 2013. And I have to say I'm really enjoying the first-person shooter aspect on the Vita.
Which is weird for him.
Which is really weird for me. And the reason I got the game is so that I could prepare myself for when Borderlands 2 comes out on the Vita.
So you get used to doing that kind of stuff on the Vita?
Right, right. So I started playing that.
So you enjoy it.
I'm about 5 missions in. I did some multiplayer as well. And it's pretty cool. It allows me to, if I do like some melee attacks, I can swipe the screen to do different moves to kill a person, hand in hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I really am enjoying the game. I like to be able to play it some more. And Renee, you've been deep into some Luigi's Mansion.
I have been. Luigi's Mansion is a game on the Nintendo DS. It's actually Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. And it's a puzzle game in its essence. And I have a thing for puzzle games. It has a star rating, which I don't give a frack about star ratings.
How many
ratings? Games. No. It has ratings you can get per level. And I don't care about that so much. I just care about unlocking the next level. So all I care is that I make it there. But I think it's supposed to be for kids, but some parts are really challenging. But I've been doing well, and I'm getting there. Jay said that he wants his wife back from Luigi.
Yeah.
Luigi's been taking some of your wife's time.
I think it's because of his accent, I'm pretty sure.
Luigi?
Yeah, Luigi's
accent. I love it because when the professor calls him, he calls him on his DS.
Right.
And then when he closes the DS, he says, ciao. It's cute. Yep. Right.
So let me get you to slide your camera over that way just a touch. Babe, you're awesome.
You're welcome. So I'm saying tons of Luigi's Mansion. After that, I'll probably be moving on to something else.
Right.
Knocking them out.
Maybe a Vita game. Boom. And then also, we've been playing, like we said earlier at the top of the hour, we've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy this weekend.
Yeah, and we really got to dive into it and experience it because we are now level 24.
Four. Yep.
Which, so we've done a lot. So think last Monday we were like, I don't know, we were in our teens still.
Yeah, it's because we figured out we were doing the wrong jobs. So we were working on...
We were working on all the jobs.
Yep.
Well, I was working on all the jobs. So we're focusing on jobs for our level, which... So for those of you all who don't know how Final Fantasy works, I don't know if I said it before. So to change classes or jobs, you change the weapon in your hand.
Right.
So for the weaver, it's a sewing needle. For the pugilist, it's hand weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, you know, so you so level...
So on and so forth.
You level professions like they're classes. They're separate almost.
Right.
So my big problem is that I can be everything. So I want to be everything.
Right.
Level everything to max level, but you can't do that at first. You gotta focus. Have a focused mind.
Right.
I am going the route of the bard. I did pugilist to level 19, and I have to get my archer to 30. So once I do that, I can then be a bard and I can sing and play instruments, which Jay is jealous of.
I am. I'm a little jealous that, you know, I turned around and Renee did a running buff, and I looked over and she pulled out her recorder or harp.
And the harp, yeah.
We were running fast. I was like, you really get an instrument?
Yeah. Bards have instruments. So
I mean, I know bards have instruments.
Okay, so we got to 20, but we finally did the story quest to do our chocobos. So we got our chocobos.
We did.
To get chocobos, you have to get free company seals. No, grand company seals. Grand companies are the three different cities. And you have to do different things to get the seals. You can do fates.
Right.
You can do hunting logs.
Yep.
And you can do gather
leaves.
Leaves, and you can do like gathering stuff.
Right.
So at first I was like, oh my God, are you serious? Because you can get seals by going to different areas to get different items, like, you know, gathering stuff and crafting things. But I realized those are for the people who only want to craft, because you can do that.
Right.
You can be a master crafter and not touch any kind of fighting weapon.
Right.
That's what this game allows you to do. So as soon as I stopped thinking about that, I was like, okay. Bad things about the game, loading times can be a little long.
No, but they're not Star Wars The Old Republic long.
No, they're not Star Wars The Old Republic long. It's just when you have WoW with no loading times.
Right.
It's a little different, but.
And then myself, my conjurer is up to 24, I'm going route of the white mage. And then prior to that, I was playing a Thaumaturge. Which is going the route of the Black Mage.
Thelma Thurge.
And I know we have a listener, OML, that loves the mages. And I'll have to say the Thelma Thurge was very interesting to play because when you're playing them, you get fire spells and ice spells and lightning spells and stuff like that. But with fire and the ice, you build up stacks. Each time you use a fire spell, you get a stack, and it hits hard. And then once it starts hitting hard, you start running out of mana, or they call it MP, magic points. Basically, you have to do an ability called transpose. And what transpose does, it turns your fire stack into an ice stack. And then you start doing your ice spell, and your ice spell helps you. It doesn't do as much damage as fire, but it builds your MP back up. So you just constantly casting spells. So it's like fire, 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 fire. You run out of MP, you do a transpose, and you're doing, now you have your ice stack, and you're doing ice, 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 ice until you get max on your MP. Then you switch back over to fire. So it's really cool. I got my Thelma Thurge up to 19 before I switched off to my conjurer to do some healing. But I'm interested in going back and trying the rest of the Thelma Thurge out. Yep.
So yeah, so I look forward to playing more Final Fantasy. What's the bad stuff for you for that?
The bad stuff for me is at first it was the fact when you did crafting. You had to click synthesize, then one.
Oh, you that know, is annoying.
If you needed to do a lot of...
Synthesize one at a time.
If you needed to make yarn.
If you have 100 moco grass, you need to make...
You have to do that 100 times. But when you get to a certain level, I think it's 10 plus, you get what's called quick synthesize.
I don't have that yet.
Because you haven't gotten to the high enough level.
Maybe not.
In one of the crafting ones.
I'm high. Okay, yeah.
So, like, I got to Weaver... And basically, I think I'm like level 11 or level 12, something like that. And so basically, I'm able to get Mocha Glass, say quick synthesize, and it says, how many you want to make? I'll say 100. I click it, and it goes through and it makes it. Now, it takes the same amount of time, but I'm not clicking, 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 clicking.
Yeah, that's what matters.
Right. So I'm able to do that. But the thing is, you can't make high quality items when you do it that way. And if you fail, it uses the mats.
Yeah, that happens anyway.
Well, no, if you're making an item and it fails, it doesn't consume the mats if you're doing it manually.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It takes the mats out before you even start, and it tells you if you fail, you lost the mats. So
that's dumb. No, I'm playing.
I'm just saying, but you get an ability where you can add more quality to an item, like, because it uses up quality with each turn. If you don't do it by the end of the quality, you lose the items, but you get an ability to add quality to the item so that, but anyway, so there's a lot to the game, a lot. There's a lot to do. Queues are long for the dungeons, which can suck a little bit.
If you're DPS.
If you're DPS, they can be long. So keep that in mind. It sucks. And they make you do the dungeons on your story quests, which also sucks. Yep. So there's some things that they need to fix or tweak or think, but I think they're working on things. So yeah. I still have fun. That's all that matters, that I have fun with it. So, that's Final Fantasy.
Yep. And then also today, Steam announced OS. They are putting out what they call Steam OS, which is a Linux-based OS that's going to be for your TV.
Yeah.
You know, this has kind of been some speculation that they're going to put out a Steam box and stuff like this, but they're actually making a Steam OS.
I think they're going to have a box, too.
Probably.
Because they still have one more announcement to make, and I bet it's going to be the Steam box that's going to run the Steam OS.
So. Right. So, basically, like on my media PC that I built, I could... reformat that and install Steam OS if I wanted to and turn the media PC into a Steam box. But they will be announcing another thing here soon.
Yep. I'm sure it'll be amazing. So it'll
probably be amazing, yep. And we'll be talking about it soon.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so
this is week 62.
Yep.
Weight loss. All right. Are you at the maintain point?
I'm at the maintain.
Still.
Yeah, I'm still.
Okay, that's fine.
But I think I'm still at 108.8.
It's tough when you get down to it, but.
Yeah, but yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yep.
We're gonna get there.
Yep.
I'm still maintaining. Getting a little bit towards the gaining part, but I'm still maintaining.
Yep.
So
we're still at 198.4. I feel like I'm a bad example. Everybody,
you're not a bad example. You lost a lot of weight. You lost over 100 pounds.
I know.
So that's pretty darn amazing. So
yep.
It's my fault. I feel like it's
what?
My fault. No, that's a different discussion for a different day. But I do have the frog pants totals.
Okay.
Frog pants totals, 140 people have lost 782.2 pounds. That's 5.59 pounds a person. Thank you. 5.59 pounds a person. So congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations.
You're doing amazing.
Yep.
I'm proud of everyone. Keep it going.
Yep. And we have a Facebook group for our Lose It group. You can join that group at facebook.com/groups/frogpantslosit. Now, let's talk about this burger.
Let's have a talk.
About this burger at Havana Rumba.
Let's have a talk.
So we went there Friday, went to the wrong place. So then on Saturday.
I dragged Jay back.
You didn't drag me back.
I dragged you back.
I went willingly
to
the correct Havana Rumba.
Yeah, which is the original Havana Rumba.
Yes. And I have to say, the burger. Do you remember the name of the burger?
Cuban freeze.
It was a Cuban burger. And
it was a Cuban burger.
It was the hellalicious.
It had like, they had something mixed in with the beef. I swear something mixed in with the beef. And they had like, I don't even know what was on it. Crowd.
Yeah.
Now I got to find it.
They had deep fried jalapenos. They had avocado. They had awesome cheese. And I wonder if that was all beef or it was beef and chorizo.
I don't know.
I don't know. But it
says a spicy frita cubana. It's Cuban. It just says Cuban style burger. So we didn't know what was on it. And we went there. It was the best burger I ever had in my entire life. And their sweet potato fries are amazing.
Yep.
And we had a margarita. And I had tipped over into drunk by the time I got out of there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good margarita.
It was
that one. So that burger, I asked them to put it on the regular menu, but they said no.
They didn't say no.
No, they didn't say no. They said they'll take that as a tip, and they'll let us know when it's on special.
Yeah, they'll let us know when it's on special.
So when it's on special, we're gonna go to Havana Rumba.
Yep.
So that's a given.
Yep. So what'd you say, Renee?
What?
What? Oh, my goodness gracious.
What did
lady.
I say? What did I say?
Nothing.
Odds and ends.
Yes, I need a cough switch.
You do.
Oh, my gosh. I had a sneeze.
His sneeze sounds like he's being killed. So. Are you better?
I'm better.
So we have odds and ends at Valentine's. Odds and ends.
So for birthdays this week, we have today is Cheesy G's birthday from the Tadpool.
Happy birthday, Cheesy G.
Happy birthday.
Woohoo.
And then we have a lot of birthdays on Friday.
Friday.
We have two because Jay can't read and Renee already put in Neil Mitchell. Neil Mitchell. His birthday is on Friday.
Happy birthday, Neil Mitchell.
Yep. And then also on Friday is who?
Bradley Proctor.
From the Tadpool. This is a Tadpool week.
It is a Tadpool. Everybody from the Tadpool's birthday is this week. So happy birthday, Bradley Proctor.
Yep. And then Miss Courtney Kristoff's birthday is on Sunday.
It is.
It very well is.
Happy.
And we're going to go ahead and we're going to double up on a pick of the week. Can we just double up?
Can we double up.
All right.
Sure.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So we have two picks of the week for you.
Two of them. You're so welcome.
You're so welcome.
You're so welcome.
The return of Metatalks.
Mm-hmm.
With Alachia. And wait for it. Not Mr. Jeppy, but Exixa.
Woo!
They're doing a reboot of Metatalks. It's about a nerd.
A nerd, a noob, and a dog.
A noob and a dog.
Right.
You know, so they're going to be covering stuff like Magic the Gathering, the card trading card game. I think I got hooked into some Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm hoping will stick. A whole host of things.
Yeah, they talked about Magic the Gathering, talked about comic books, they talked about... Yeah. What is the other thing you talked about? Oh crap, something else.
Final Fantasy 14.
Final Fantasy 14. You talk about something else. But
oh, and they're like movies and
movies
about,
and stuff like that.
And how they're gonna redo dialogues.
So
and stuff
it's
like
gonna
that.
Be interesting. So check that out. It will be in the show notes.
Yep.
So I'm really super excited.
And then who's our other pick of the week?
Other pick of the week is The Duvetcay. This is a podcast with our good friend Strumpet and other good friend El Jeppy. And they just kind of talk about things they're into. It definitely includes WoW because they're both into that.
Oh, yeah.
And Orange is the New Black. And they talk about various things. They had their guest Salty Slaunch on.
Okay.
So, it was a great, great show. So... check that out.
Yeah, check them out. The Duvet Cave.
Duvet Cave.
Yep. So yeah. we've also had Strumpet and
Jeppy on. We have, yeah.
Before. And
we've had Alachia on.
We have Alachia on.
Time to get more guests.
So how can we tell people to
contact us, damn it?
You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And our podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
If you want to call us, bring, bring, call me girl. You can do so at 415-75-VCAST.
Just don't say that.
That's 415-758-2278. Go ahead and give us a call and say... hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. TheIceFlow. Our outro, our intro music we're allowed to use it by the great guy, Derek, at prettylikesmusic.com. Totally just botched it out. If you like the music, go check it out. Also, go check out Hawkito, Skyhawk, his album Shattered on iTunes or Amazon. Chat room, thank you for being here with us live. And you, listener, on the other end of my voice, thank you for being there and listening to our show.
Aw, sweet.
Yeah. So we have a big week ahead of us. We're excited. I don't know what all's going on. I have to cough. But we'll talk to you all later. Bye. You want to say bye?
Bye, everybody.